This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. As you've been hearing, Colorado's Supreme Court has ruled that former President Trump is disqualified from the Republican primary ballot next year. The state justices were split 4-3. The narrow majority concluded three things. First, Trump committed insurrection around the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Second, the presidency is covered by the Constitution's disqualification clause found in the 14th Amendment. That clause says those who engage in insurrection or rebellion against the government cannot hold elected office again. And third, that Colorado courts do have jurisdiction to remove candidates from the primary ballot. In a statement, the Trump campaign called the ruling a completely flawed decision and said it will swiftly file an appeal to the United States Supreme Court. Demolition of the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Fremont County is set to start by January 17th and take about 10 days. Nearly 200 mishandled bodies were found at the funeral home in October. The Environmental Protection Agency says demolition is the only way to fully dispose of hazardous materials found in the building, and the agency will work with the local health department to limit contamination. The funeral home's owners face accusations of abusing corpses, money laundering, and forgery. And this afternoon, the defense rested for the third trial involving the death of Elijah McClain. The case involved two paramedics charged in the death after they gave the 23-year-old a too large dose of ketamine. Closing arguments are expected tomorrow. And Denver International Airport tied a record high temperature today of 67 degrees. The previous record was set in 1917. The next chance for rain and snow looks to be Saturday. This is CPR News.